Save big. Huge selections of colors and styles in stock and always at the best price. If you're thinking about installing hardwood floors and setting off your house just right, Boardwalk Hardwood Floors is the only way to go. 314-730-3100. That's 314-730-3100 or boardwalkhardwood.com. Three locations, Crestwood, Manchester, and in St. Peter's. Locally owned and operated, Boardwalk Hardwood Floors.
Auto Trader Alerts will let you know when the price drops on a car that you've been searching for. Sign up for text alerts at autotrader.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover,
I can probably get you stationed at Fort Dix.
Is that anywhere near Fort Nuts?
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
Check my phone. Did you ever have an app and you don't know how you got it?
Yes.
I looked at my phone. It's got a bunch of sports headlines. Team Stream. I didn't ask for that.
Well, there are a bunch of apps you don't even have the option of removing. Some phones come preloaded with apps that you can't even, I know on my phone, you can't even uninstall them.
Oh. Huh.
So it may be one of those.
Well, that's a good one.
That's crazy.
That's crazy talk. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the January 20th edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon. I was not supposed to be here today, and I believe Paul Harris told everybody that last week that I would be missing in action, and I was supposed to be in surgery this morning, early this morning, but that didn't happen. That's been put off till May, and in some ways I'm disappointed, in some ways I'm relieved, because I was not looking forward to it. I'm not going to go into the details, because people don't like people that talk about their ailments all the time, but it was surgery on my left eye that I was really dreading. I'm still going to have it in May, and I'll just dread it again then. But till then,
a couple more months to dread it.
I got 3 months or so to not really have to worry about it. But, you know, as you get down to a week before, then they give you some prescriptions. Taking this now before the surgery and stop taking this. Don't drink anything after midnight, blah, blah, blah. We'll go through that all. You know what I forgot to mention yesterday when we talked about our trip and I said I played pickleball? I completely forgot that I played golf one day.
Oh, yeah, you did.
And that was the better part of the day, and I didn't even think about it because golf has gotten to the point where it really means so little to me. I got tired of it. I got tired of 18 holes of golf. Now, 9 holes of golf, I could do that. But I think when you're no good at something, after a while, you just get tired of sucking.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Unless
you're with other people who are really bad, you start to become self-conscious about how bad you are. So we played one day, and I will tell you,
you guys had crocodiles on your course, didn't
yes,
you?
Crocodiles, and it's so strange to be on a tee box, and you're looking at a crocodile who's lying next to the tee box, and he's 8 feet long,
just sunning,
and they don't move. It looks like they're a kind of statue, but they're very much alive, and they were all over that golf course. There were signs everywhere on that golf course, and there were a couple that said, "Do not go past this sign. This is a crocodile nest."
Oh, they're very protective of those eggs.
Now, if crocodile eggs look like a golf ball, you don't want to go in there looking for your golf ball. And a couple of times we played, there were four of us, And we each had to remind the other one because, you know, when you hit a ball.
Let that ball go.
But you forget.
Right. You usually just go look for it.
Yeah. And then a couple of times we hit a ball and go, oh, I know where it is. It's right past that brush. And another guy go, no, don't go in there. You come out without an arm. Because there are crocodiles everywhere and iguanas. Our groundhog on golf courses is their iguana. There must have been 60 iguanas that we saw on that golf course. They're all over the course. And I had an apple, and when I finished with it and just with the core, I threw it out of the cart, and I'm not kidding, two great big iguanas were on that thing within 10 seconds, and they were fighting each other.
Wow.
It looked like one of those Japanese Godzilla movies when two iguanas are fighting. You just imagine them blown up to Monster King Kong size. But they love fruit, because my boys had an iguana when they were little. They took their entire savings, pooled it together, $200, and bought a 4-foot-long iguana.
Oh, man. We had an iguana at the house for a while.
You did?
Yes.
Remember what you feed them?
Fruit. Yeah, it was vegetables and fruit.
You got to cut up cantaloupe.
Broccoli.
My wife
strawberries.
Hated this.
Yeah.
And I just thought of something. She never prepares anything for me, yet she prepared fresh fruit for an iguana.
Wow.
What does that tell you?
And she hated it.
Yeah, but she did it anyway for the iguana, but not she would do it for me. Man, we were glad. When they lost that thing, we were thrilled to death.
And they lost it?
Oh, my goodness. They were crying, and they were upset. They took him. They had him. There was a glass case. I guess you call it a case in the house.
Like an aquarium.
Exactly. Like people keep snakes in.
Yeah.
And it was getting grody because it had fruit in it. And so they took it outside to clean it. And they set the iguana in a chicken wire. We had some chicken wire at the house, so they put it in a circle and kind of tied it with twist ties. And there was an opening gaping, and while they weren't looking, that thing got out. Now, we live in the green woods. This was a green iguana. He was gone. As soon as he got out of there, there was no catching him. And we heard them in the yard yelling and crying and yelling at the same time, Ziggy! Ziggy! And I said, hey, I don't think iguanas come when you call them.
No.
Ziggy!
What?
And they were crying. And I tried to act like, oh, boy, I'm sorry I got away. And I'm thinking, this is the greatest day of my life. That stinking iguana is gone. They went through a snake phase.
Yeah, because they can't. It was pretty much gone, too, because I don't think they can survive. They need the heat lamp.
It was summer.
Oh, the iguana?
It was summer, August or whatever. But still, something ate that thing, you know, before 24 hours. Coyotes. We got coyotes, so he was gone. But I didn't mention I played golf, so there, I played golf. I have ear dandruff.
Ear dandruff?
Yeah, I just want to throw this out there, and it's driving me nuts.
Is that from hair coming out of your ear?
No, you know, it's flaky dandruff in your ear. And it's driving me crazy because I can't get rid of it. Then I had a dermatologist give me some stuff, and I still have ear dandruff.
Is it like skin flaking off?
Yeah, it's just like little pieces of white, like hair dandruff, but it comes from inside your ear.
Wow.
Yeah, it's part of getting old.
Ear dandruff.
People. Yeah. B, I hope you're taking notes on all this old people stuff.
I mean, I have that every once in a while. Is that what it's called, ear dandruff?
That's what I call it. I don't know the real name for it. Welcome to the show. Colin Jeffrey is not feeling well today. So there will be no entertainment report, and I love that. So
I know. I feel the same way.
What?
But he's going to make it up a Thursday.
Okay.
He'll be back Thursday. So we have a wide open day today. We're going to take a lot of calls, more than we took yesterday. Did you get my lobby pictures of the Ryu Palace?
I did.
Were you able to put them on Facebook?
Not yet. I will.
In fact, I'll shoot you.
I was going to wait to get a big group. That was only three, and I have some to load too. So we'll do a big album.
Be patient with us, folks. We're going to have before the end of the week, we'll have a bunch of pictures for you from the Ryu Palace in Cancun. Now, I was in First Community Credit Union before I came here. I stopped there, and one of the people that worked there said, and when I say this, these guys are going to know why this is so funny. Where'd you go on your cruise?
Now,
we cannot figure out why so many people continue to say, where's the cruise next year? Where'd you go? In 16 trips, we only did one cruise. One. And that's what more people say than anything else. How was the cruise? We can take a cruise. And so I just said, and you know why she thought we're on a cruise? Apparently, and I know it is, Dan, you put on the Facebook page me cooking at the resort.
Yes.
And for some reason, she saw that and thought we must have been on a cruise ship. No. We were in a restaurant at the hotel. If Mr. Burke were here, he'd say, does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. I'd like to introduce the father of Archie Michael Geis, who is now on his way to being 5 weeks old. In fact, he'll be 5 weeks old tomorrow. Am I right?
Tomorrow,
see,
yes.
I'm keeping up with
it. I know.
It. I'm tracking.
We drew his name
in the sand.
In the sand and took pictures of it and stuff.
And I'll tell you how we did it, and you can figure it out. I drew his name in the sand, and I didn't use my hands, and I didn't use my feet. I just walked out the letters with no pants on.
Wow.
Yeah, and it trenched out the name Archie.
Wow.
Hope he appreciates that.
Yeah, and from the resort, I through a website, I won't give the name of the store any credit because they don't advertise here.
Yeah, screw.
But through their website, I was able to take that sand photo and a couple other photos I had, made a 3-photo collage printed on a canvas.
Ooh.
And had Angela go pick it up while we were gone. I did that. I shot that all from the resort. And so it's hanging now in his room.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. But that was pretty neat.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. A couple things today. I saw this will probably, you will probably be indifferent to this just because of your feelings for this person. But some people who love to hate this person may enjoy the fact that Justin Bieber.
Now, but keep in mind, I don't hate anybody. I don't like some people, but I don't hate it.
No, that's why I said you're just indifferent to it.
I don't care about it.
Yeah. He will be having a roast on Comedy Central coming
Justin
up in March.
Justin Bieber?
Well, the reason that'd be worth watching is not him. It's that some of those people are pretty good at roasting.
Oh, absolutely.
Pretty funny.
Yes.
So forget him.
So that may be good if you like.
I love those roasts.
Jokes about, yeah, they, usually they're pretty well done.
They're always dirtier than they need to be. They're
do you
filthy.
Know who's going to be on the panel roasting him?
No, I have no idea yet. But apparently he's been pushing for this for a while. He's been wanting a roast done, and it's probably just the ego thing mostly for him. But and he was very. Did you watch Saturday Night Live? Did you record that while we were gone?
No, but I saw the parody,
the spoof of the Calvin Klein.
Oh my
ad.
Goodness, it was unbelievable.
Yes,
Kate McKinnon.
Kate McKinnon, yes. Yeah, so
she is
Justin
so
Bieber.
Funny.
So he actually tweeted back to Saturday Night Live, "Well played." So he enjoyed the spoof. So maybe
he likes any publicity.
I think so
because
but
I think his career is
maybe he has a decent
about,
sense of humor about it. At least
he needs to keep his name alive because his music's not.
We good. Saw a T-shirt when we were shopping in Cancun, and it says on it, "I heart Justin Bieber."
That's a good story.
I know. Thanks. I just thought it was funny.
It's not even funny.
Not that anybody else would buy that shirt.
Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thanks so much.
I think about you.
With another great story.
Yeah.
So that's March 7th. That will be coming up.
You know what I think is pretty neat? These people that were with us, we're able to treat them with the same disrespect we treat each other.
Yep.
Like a couple of people on the trip started to tell a story and they finished and I go, "Gag, it's a great story."
Yeah.
And they love it.
Well, that was the one day we were gone. One person in our group, Joe Harden, was glad to
is
see
it
Dan.
Harden or Hardon?
Harden. I believe,
okay.
I believe it's with an
I. I thought it was pronounced Hardon.
So Hardon? Dan and his daughter and myself and my mother were gone for the day on an excursion, and he was so happy to see Dan come back because he was essentially the Dan for the day. Every time he would open his mouth, he would say, good story, Joe.
That's a great story.
Yeah, he says, thank God you're back.
He said it didn't feel that great being Dan for a day. The next thing I have, Bud Selig was in town, I think.
Bud Selig?
Bud Selig, yes. He was apparently given a Shane Dienst medal from the St. Louis chapter.
Doesn't that sound Asian?
Red Shane Dienst?
Shane Dienst. His last name.
Shane Dienst.
Yeah.
Shane Dienst. Shane Dienst.
Yes.
What was his name? Young Won Shane Dienst. It just sounds...
sounds Chinese?
Yeah.
He was given a first ever Shane Dienst medal from the St. Louis chapter of the Baseball Writers Association of America.
He's an ugly guy, Bud.
Oh, yes. He is.
And he's never been a big, I don't think...
Cardinal fan?
Well, St. Louis fans.
He used to own the Brewers.
Yeah, so it's been fun to hate him in the past just because of some of the things he did while he was commissioner.
He's an idiot.
Yeah, essentially. So he's getting ready to, I think somebody else is taking over. January 25th, a new commissioner will take over. But he was in town, and he said at this award ceremony, I visit all 30 cities, and you are the best baseball city. So I thought that was...
He said that?
But that was pretty cool to hear.
Big turnaround.
From a soon-to-be exiting commissioner. And the last thing I have, I saw this today, the show The Simpsons. I'm not a real big fan of The Simpsons anymore. I don't think it's as good now as it was in its heyday. Shoot, what is it now? 25 seasons, I think?
Yeah. What does heyday mean?
I don't
what
know.
What is heyday?
I have no idea.
In its
I don't know why
heyday.
I said that.
Heyday. Well, but it's an expression.
That's so, yeah, it's one of the longest-running, I think, animated shows ever, if not ever, the only one. But I saw this today. There are... 12, well, there's 12 actors that voice the characters on The Simpsons. So 12 actors voice 100 characters.
Now, I knew, who's the one
Dan Castellaneta, who is Homer, of course. He does 26 of them.
And Hank Azaria.
Hank Azaria does 24.
Wow.
The next is Harry Shearer.
Yep.
He does 23.
That's a great name, because you shear sheep, and you shear off their hair.
Harry Shearer.
Then there are a couple other names I've never heard of. Tress McNeil, voices 12.
It wasn't Hank Azaria in Night at the Museum 2, the Smithsonian.
He's been in a few movies.
Oh, yeah. He's been, he was married to somebody famous for a while. I can't remember now. So, but yeah, I thought Pamela Hayden does 12. Nancy Cartwright, who of course does Bart, she does 9, including Nelson, the bully. She's the voice of Nelson. I don't know if you remember Nelson, the ha-ha guy.
Ha-ha.
That guy. Oh, thank you. That was a spot-on Nelson impression. But I wondered, because, you know, Nancy Cartwright and Dan Castellaneta, those are the two biggest names you probably, you know. Are they paid by character or lines? Do you think they all get paid the same?
That's a great question, but it's any way the creators want to do it.
You wouldn't think so, because Julie Kavner does Marge,
right?
And she does 3 other characters. It's
Homie.
Yes.
Wow, that's
very
good.
Thank you. Okay, Jerry Marge.
Thank you, everybody.
She does Marge's 2 sisters and Marge's mom. Those are the only 4 characters she does. So I would hope Dan Castellaneta, who does 26, makes
more,
a little bit more money than Julie Kavner. But yeah, so that, I thought that was 26 characters.
Dan you do Homer
does.
Pretty well.
That's right. I do it a little bit.
Oh, homie, I've got a headache.
He does Homer, Grandpa Simpson, Krusty the Clown, Barney the Drunk, the Scottish groundskeeper, Willie, the mayor. I mean, it just
My
a bunch
wife
of
hates
characters.
The Simpsons.
Yeah, I really don't watch anymore just because I don't know.
Yeah,
to me,
it's worn
not
out.
Yeah, I think it's essentially worn out. But that's all I had today. Right.
And now let's turn to Dan Strauss, who's on the phone.
No,
the Burke segment?
Nothing.
Well, way to contribute. Okay. Let's close it. Burke segment's officially closed. I would like to publicly state that I have no use for Seth Rogen, and I will do everything in my power to never see a movie that he's in. I'm sick of these people that criticize the military, and for Seth Rogen to call Clint Eastwood essentially a Nazi and equate his directing a movie about American Sniper, screw him. And Michael Moore, that big fat tub of lard, said that snipers in the military are cowards. Now, how can you... This guy has absolutely no idea what he's talking about. He's just a tub of lard who likes to blow off about things he knows nothing about. Coward? Are you kidding me? When they interviewed Chris Kyle and they asked him, do you have any regrets? What, it was 100 and, I don't know, 60, whatever it was. He's the most proficient sniper ever and has more kills. Oh, sorry, you gun haters. You hate the word kill, but that's what you do to people who are trying to kill us. You kill them. And he's taken out more one at a time than anybody else in history. And when they interviewed him and said, do you have any regrets? I'm sure there were a lot of people saying, oh, boy, if he wants to turn this all around, he better say he regrets killing all those people. No, he said he regretted not being able to save the lives of more American soldiers. And here's how you do that. From a distance, you pick off and you kill the guy who, if you don't kill him, later on down the road, he's going to orchestrate something horrible that's going to kill a lot of our people. So if you can take out a guy from a distance, as opposed to fighting up close, hand to hand, gun to gun, just feet away from each other in great numbers, you lose a lot of people that way. So just take the leader out when he least expects it, and boom, you've kind of screwed everything up for them. Coward? I don't think so. I don't think so. So I would like to say I'll have nothing to do with Michael Moore, but I didn't have anything to do with him anyway. I couldn't stand him before. But Seth Rogen, how dare you, you young, rich, arrogant punk, to criticize that movie, Clint Eastwood. So I'm done with Seth Rogen. And that's what people have to do, but they don't. You have to boycott. You have to stop and shut down the money stream. Take the money out of the pockets of people like that, but not, you know, not patronizing their crap that they do. Yes, Dan.
When you mentioned this, I did have something for the Burke segment, but I don't. When you mentioned this about the military, that we were walking through a one of those flea markets.
We're reopening the Burke segment.
Yeah.
Do we have a door opening?
No, I don't.
I'll do it. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
That was a squeaky door opening. Okay, Burke segment's reopened.
We were walking through the one of those flea markets where the people come out and go, Senor, Senor, come over, see my stuff. Come see my stuff. And we were just walking through, and all these people are coming out. And this one guy is sitting in a chair, and he goes, he looks at us, and he says, you want to come in and see all the junk that I have? And he spoke just like that. I said, you're an American. And he goes, yeah, I'm from New York. I moved here 19 years ago. And my son was born here and everything. And he goes, I loved it here. I hate the cold. So I have my junk store. And it's the same thing that everybody else had. And his name was Brandon. And then we started talking. And he was in the Army, Special Ops. And I asked him, Green Beret. He said it was more than that. They had to go in and do stuff that, and they went in undercover where people were not allowed to talk about them and say that they didn't even exist and everything like that. So we talked, and he was pointing things out to us. We bought a couple of things from him, but he pointed things out. That's junk. That's junk. That's junk. If you want to buy this and all this other stuff. But it was refreshing and kind of cool to just have someone that you could actually understand talk to you at a flea market and everything like that. And his name was Brandon, and he was a really cool old guy. And he had shrapnel and all kinds of, and steel and all kinds of stuff in his leg from the service.
And then what happened?
That was it. We bought some stuff from him. What do you think? I'm Joe Harden?
You know how easy it would be. This is how weird I am. Well, that guy could have been lying about it. You know how easy it would be to say.
I thought about that.
No, this is just how strange I am. I just think, really, that would be so easy to do. And to say, yeah, I don't want to talk about it, but I was in a special division, the Green Berets, and we had some. I can't talk about it anymore. Well, how do you?
Well, he didn't say he didn't want to talk about it. He talked about some of the stuff.
But he could have made it up.
I know, he could have made it up.
Because they bust these guys every once in a while who pretend to be Vietnam veterans. And by the way, that ought to be a crime, a death by hanging.
It should be.
If you pretend to be a military hero and you're not. I'm kind of on fire today.
Yeah, I see that.
And I got my part three of the AT&T saga continues, and I'm starting to get a lot of email from people going, yeah, way to go. And once again, AT&T, you need to be paying attention to this, because I don't know that you really understand how many people feel like your customer service is terrible. We'll get to that in a minute. Associated Physicians Group, my mother-in-law gets out of rehab Friday. Now, she didn't go to Associated Physicians Group because she had to be taken to a facility. In fact, it's Brooking Park, the rehab part of Brooking Park.
Oh, Norm on the trip went to Associated Physicians Group.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
And he looked fantastic, and he was jumping around at works. See?
Yeah.
But she couldn't do that because she had to be under 24-hour care of somebody because she, honest to goodness, cracked her pelvis and wasn't able to be at home. Associated Physicians Group is outpatient rehab and pain management, physical therapy, pain management. That's the business they're in, and they know what they're doing. So, you know, you get an injury, you have a, something that may be health-related, not an injury, requires rehab. This is who you want to take a look at, and I'll give you the website and tell you how to do that in a minute. Now, they have several different offices, clinics, whatever you want to call it. Most of them are in Illinois. But they don't necessarily do the same things or treat the same problems at all locations. So I want you to go to their website. If you're in pain and you don't like the idea of having surgery, which you may not have to have, or spend the rest of your life on painkillers because they constipate you. Did you know that?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You get into that heavy painkiller stuff, you might be blocked up for like a month. If you don't like the idea of that, many, many times there is a tremendous alternative. But you're only going to get it from people who really know what they're doing and are well-trained. And that's the kind of rehab and physical therapy you're going to find at Associated Physicians Group. So the website is apgpain.com. I'll do it again. APG, like all pain gone, apgpain.com. Some of the people on our trip had gone there and raved about getting their mobility back and going on with their lives. It's worth looking into. One more time, apgpain.com.
Meet me.
See how traffic's moving along. Here's Tim Weiland.
Wait, hey, they've just moved a stalled vehicle out of the left lane onto the right shoulder. Now, the police still have the left lane blocked, but once they get in the car, it should be opened up. And they do have a little bit of a backup behind that. Other than that, we just have volume starting to build now on southbound 270 between Manchester, Doherty Ferry, and also downtown on eastbound 40, your slow Busch Stadium to the Poplar. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. Now through January 24th, get $4 back in Staples rewards per recycled cartridge with qualifying HP ink or toner purchase. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions apply. Staples, make more happen. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Kind of like getting up real early.
Good morning.
Without feeling like you're getting up real early.
Farmer Dave Schumacher, weekday mornings at 5.
On the Big 550.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
After releasing some of the most sought-after collections of historic and precious coins from around the globe, Govmint.com is now announcing a world first. The exclusive release of pure one-ounce silver angel coins minted in Great Britain. For centuries, angel coins have become the stuff of legends. With a reputation for bringing their owners miraculous luck, angel coins have been sought after and cherished by soldiers, fighter pilots, sea captains, kings, queens, and emperors. There are even stories of angel coins healing the sick and saving lives from the brink of death. Featuring the Archangel St. Michael slaying a dragon on the face and a regal portrait of Queen Elizabeth on the reverse, these dazzling legal tender silver angels are only available at an historic low price. But act fast. This offer is strictly on a first-come, first-served basis. Call 1-800-300-3452. Again, don't miss this special opportunity to own a one-ounce pure silver angel. Lock in this historic low price by calling now. 1-800-300-3452. 1-800-300-3452.
If you use a CPAP device for sleep apnea and you do all your sleeping at home, this message is not for you. However, if you like to travel for business or pleasure, you're going to want to hear about Transcend, the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It lets you sleep in total comfort anywhere. And free information is available now by calling minicpap.com at 1-800-600-7175. Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. This is our smallest, lightest, and most portable mini CPAP design ever. So if you travel, get the freedom to sleep anywhere you go. Call now for life-changing free information from minicpap.com. 1-800-600-7175. That's 1-800-600-7175.
What if you could improve your chances of getting ahead at work by playing games? What if you could become more attractive to the opposite sex by playing games? And what if you could improve your memory, focus, and intellectual sharpness by playing games? Sound crazy? It's not as crazy as you think. Introducing Rosetta Stone FitBrains, an award-winning personalized brain training program designed to stimulate and improve six important areas of your brain in just a few minutes a day. Designed by a leading neuroscientist, Rosetta Stone FitBrains delivers the highest quality, most comprehensive brain training games available anywhere. And right now, you can try it free by calling 1-800-500-4787. If your brain could always operate at its full potential, imagine the benefits for your work, your social life, or simply for your personal well-being. Go ahead, try Rosetta Stone FitBrains for free by calling 1-800-500-4787. Put your brain to the test and compare your scores with others for free. Call 1-800-500-4787.
Buying a home and finding a real estate agent is probably the most important thing you will do. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group, what should people look for in a real estate agent?
Number one, you should find a top-producing full-time agent. Did you know 20% of the agents sell about 80% of the houses in the St. Louis area? So the average agent sells less than 8 houses a year. Kathy Helbig Group sells over 100 houses a year.
You're not a typical real estate agent. You have a full group and a full team.
Exactly. It's a real estate business, so we have to be proficient at marketing, exposure, pricing, knowing our inventory, knowing the competition, and how to negotiate offers.
Kathy, if a buyer or a seller calls you today, what can you offer them?
A professional home designer on our staff will come in and give them an evaluation of their style and staging of their home prior to going on the market.
That's 17-year full-time producer, realtor, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. She's a real estate expert, and she's on KSDK Channel 5, and she's here with us on the Big 550 KTRS. KathyHelbigGroup.com, 314-726-SOLD, or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
The St. Louis Football Club, the area's newest professional sports franchise, kicks off their inaugural soccer season this spring at the historic Soccer Park in Fenton. There will be no better place to meet friends, entertain clients, or treat your family. Join them for the authentic soccer experience that the rest of the country is celebrating. Season ticket packages start at just $150, with all-inclusive seating available for all 15 home games. St. Louis FC tickets and merchandise are available at stlouisfc.com. See you at the park.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a business with incredible profit potential? Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is growing fast, and we're looking for people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners and help our business continue to boom. If this sounds like you, we'll send you a free owner information kit. As an added bonus to new franchise owners, we'll also pay half the franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
All right, we didn't reclose the Burke segment. We need to do that. Burke segment's closed again. Let's light these phones up. What do you say? 314-969-KTRS. That is 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. And Tom joins us. Tom, how does it feel to be the very first caller today?
Don't I get a prize or something?
Let me check.
No?
No.
Okay. Hey, is this open line for Tuesday?
Let me check. Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, I got two things for you. You know where your dandruff comes from, don't you?
I have no idea.
Too much sex at home with your wife.
No, that's impossible. There must be another cause.
Yeah, okay. Well, hey, the comedy's not pretty, is it?
No, it's not. Surely not.
Hey, you were talking about your vacation down in wherever you guys went.
Cancun.
We went to Jamaica a couple of years ago. Have you ever been to Jamaica and walked up the Dunn River Falls?
Yes, I have. Many years ago.
We were lucky enough to walk up that when there were these three Brazilian girls with these thong bikinis on. I mean, my dental floss is thicker than the thong bikini. Yeah, I know, man.
Mm-hmm.
And they, do you remember about halfway up the falls, there's about a 6 or 7 foot water drop where they take your picture underneath the waterfall?
Yep.
These girls got there and they proceeded to take everything off. I know, man. I know.
I must have gone at the wrong time.
I about fell out of my chair because you never see that here.
Now, who were you with when you saw this? Were you?
My wife.
Hear what he said? Yeah, he said that.
My wife.
Who are you with?
I know, man.
My wife. Now, how did you? Is your wife? Does it bother her if you know she's staring at some gal?
That I'm staring? No.
Yeah.
Because she knows I'm about as harmless as they come.
So it really bothers some women. They go, I saw you look at her. Well, We're normal. We're hetero, and that's what's going
on.
I got Angela trained to help me point them out to me.
Yeah, Peon's wife points out, hey, look at that gal's boobs.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm telling you, that's when you really
true
got
love.
It. That's when you got it made. Yeah.
We'll see you later. Thank
All right.
you.
Hey, thank you, Tom, and thanks for listening. And let's go to Mike. Mike, how are you? Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Mike is on a Bluetooth, and he's sitting in the back seat of his own car, apparently. Go ahead.
That bad.
That's better. Go ahead. Listen, what can we do for
real quickly, considering the Michael Moore, Seth Rogen thing, it may be a bit of a stretch, but wouldn't a drone strike be the same cowardly act because you know, nobody knows you're coming, but there's a heck of a lot more collateral damage than there would be with a sniper who's just picking off one person at a time.
Oh, I'm sure that Michael Moore would consider, yes, drones, whoever's operating the drone. Yeah, that would be cowardly, too.
Yeah, well, where were they when that's been going on for the last 2 or 3 years? Now, all of a sudden, they're calling a real hero, a coward. I really don't care for that.
Boy, I gotta tell you, Michael Moore better make sure he's never in the presence of any military people. That's all I can say.
He had some tweet about his some relative being killed by a sniper in one of the wars. I don't know if
his grandfather or something was killed by a sniper. Well, and that's when other countries had more snipers in their military than we did. And maybe what Michael Moore should think about is if we had snipers earlier, somebody could have picked off the guy that killed his grandfather. It's just a stupid, stupid thing to say that Chris Kyle and every American sniper is a coward. What a horrible, low-life thing to say.
Agreed.
All right, Mike, thank you for calling. There goes Mike, and we'll get some other calls coming. Dan, grab him. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. While he takes the calls, I'll let each of you take a shot at this. The average number of items in a typical woman's bathroom. Now, before you answer, a razor is an item. A whatever those little tweezer things they pluck eyebrows with, that's an item. A lipstick is an item, so they probably have 10 or 12 lipsticks. So each, how many items, this is the average woman's bathroom, do you think a woman has in the bathroom?
Shower, cabinet, everything.
In the shower, where you'll see conditioner and shampoo and a rinse, that's three items.
58.
All right, let me see. Dan's getting off the phone. Dan, did you hear the question? Well, I can't
yes.
hear you.
There he goes.
How many?
76.
337.
Oh.
Well, think about this. All those little jars, those little, that we don't know what they are. Oh, and by the way, it said, and they did a survey, and they said the average man cannot identify more than 20 of those things. And I believe this. I look at my wife's vanity top. I don't know what it could be. Surgical instruments. I don't know what that stuff is. They've got that thing that it looks like scissors, but on the end it's got rubber pinchers, and they curl their
eyelashes. Yeah.
Then they've got a pencil thing that's a mascara. What is that? What do you do? You color
your eyeliner.
There's eyeliner. There's a little brush that you put on the lids. What is that, shadowing?
If you start thinking
about it, and all the little bitty jars with little powder puff things in them, and all the twist stick lipsticks, and then all
they have those bags. They'll have a bag full of stuff. The bags
oh my
usually
goodness.
Full of little tiny things, oh, all that stuff.
They've got like four or five of those little travel bags.
Do they still have rouge? Do you remember rouge?
It's called blush. That's
oh,
the
blush.
Same thing,
yeah,
I think.
Okay.
But they have that. And then they have to have multiple shades of each of these
yes.
things. So the answer, the number is 337.
Wow.
What do you think the average man, how many items in his bathroom?
10.
6.
20. Oh, 6?
Yeah. 6. Usually a razor, shaving cream, toothpaste, toothbrush, bar soap, after it was cologne or something. That's pretty much it for the average man. I just thought it was interesting. Let's go to John. Hello, John. How are you?
I'm fine, Frank. I'm AM in the PM.
Well, that's why you're fine. What can we do for you?
Frank, you know, I'm not going to beat a dead horse, but you're talking about this Seth Rogen stuff. You know what old Clint Eastwood would say about them kind of guys that said that stuff, don't you?
I don't know that he'd say anything because I don't think he cares what they think.
He'd probably say, go back to Dirty Harry thing. Go ahead, punk. Make my day.
We don't even know.
Was that Clint Eastwood?
You know, at least he didn't try to do it sounding like Dirty Harry.
I was going to, but I'm like, nah, comedy's too hard. I'll leave that to
maybe you should have.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
One more thing.
Sure.
You're talking about all the stuff in your wife's vanity. Your wife has to stay beautiful for you, right?
Sure.
She's beautiful no matter what, right, Frank?
Yeah. I mean, yes. You're right.
She is probably the most beautiful woman in the world.
Yes. You're right.
Nobody compares to your beautiful wife.
Thank you, John. Thank you, John.
Have a good day.
You too.
Is he trying to help you out?
I know what he's trying to do. He's never even met her. And I'm gonna give her credit for something. And she deserves credit for this. 16 years in a row, she has put on the greatest act of being nice. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah. No, everybody seems to love her on these trips.
Loves my wife.
Oh, yeah.
And they come up to me on these trips. So I can't believe the stuff you say.
Yeah.
She is so nice. And I'm just thinking.
They came up to me and said, Frank's wife is so nice. Mm-hmm. But we've witnessed.
You guys have been there when I was taking the fire directly.
She's got a whole fire. Book full of zingers that she fired.
Not a man's man.
Oh, yeah. Don't even start.
Oh, man.
Now, I have a list here. We read this a few years ago, but I came across it, and it's worth reading again. And it's why men are happier than women, and why it's better to be a man than a woman. And we'll just start and run through some of these. First of all, your last name stays put. You get to keep your last name. You know, that's a big deal. It's a big deal.
Yeah, that would be weird, you know, a quarter way through
your life. I know family names that disappear because the last male
doesn't have any kids or
has no kids.
Or girls.
Yeah, it's all girls. They get married, change their name. That's the end of the line. The garage is pretty much all yours. That's true. My wife only goes to the garage to get in her car. She doesn't go out there to get anything to fix something. If you're a man, you don't ever have to worry about wedding plans. They won't even let you get involved in wedding plans. You can never be pregnant. That's true. You just went through this. You saw what she did. You want to go through that?
Some guys look pregnant, but...
Well...
So, you talking about Sean Bullitt?
Who's
that?
Well, he does, and he'd be the first to do
it. I know it.
It's a little pregnant. I like Sean. Hi, Sean. You can wear a white T-shirt to a water park if you're a man.
Yeah.
See, if you're a woman, you have to worry about the nipoleolas showing in a wet T-shirt. You can also wear no shirt to a water park. You can't do that if you're a woman. You might get arrested. Car mechanics tell you the truth when you're a man.
I don't know.
Well,
yeah, sometimes
they can see somebody like me coming.
Like you.
Doesn't know. Yes.
But you're much more apt to be lied to and messed with if you're a woman. You never have to drive to another gas station restroom because this one is too icky.
Yeah.
You ever been through that?
Oh, yeah. No,
I've been in the car, and I have to go. We pull in. She comes back out the car. I'm not going in there.
To have to sit down every time you go, that would be no fun.
We can do number one and never touch anything.
Yes.
Our butt doesn't have to touch anything.
Your foot can touch the flusher.
Yeah. Another great advantage of being a man. You don't have to stop and think which way to turn a nut or a bolt or a screw. Sometimes women don't know which way, you know.
Lefty, loosey, righty, tighty.
Here's another good reason to be a man. Wedding dress, $5,000. Tuxedo rental, $100. People never stare at your chest when you're talking to them, if you're a man. Shoes don't cut, blister, and mangle your feet. Let me tell you something. Yeah. There are women that walk around in excruciating pain just because a pair of shoes makes their legs look good. We don't do that.
No.
We don't have to do that. One mood all the time. Another advantage to being a man. Here's another one. Phone conversations are over in about 30 seconds. Not with women. Here's a typical phone call at our house. And let's say... it's a woman who calls a friend of my wife, and I answer the phone. Hello. And she'll say, hey, how was your trip? I'll say, fine. And then she'll say, is your wife there? Sure, here she is. That's it, I'm done. Here's my wife. Hello, how was your trip? Oh, it was great. You know, we left Sunday, but we went to the Marriott and decided to stay there because we had to get up early in the morning. And I'm not kidding. And she tells every single detail. There's another good reason to be a man. A 5-day vacation requires one suitcase. Now, did you see the suitcases on this trip?
Yes.
See the size of some of them? You know what that was? That 3/4 of that was women's stuff. We actually took a little survey, and I don't know how it got started, how many pairs of shoes some of these women took on the trip. I took 2. Okay, my wife took 6.
I took 2 pairs.
My wife had 5 different pairs of flip-flops. They're flip-flops.
I couldn't find my full-size luggage, so I actually, the only luggage I had was a small carry-on piece of luggage, the tiny ones. Right. All my stuff for the week fit in there. It was 21 pounds. Everybody else was 39, you know.
Another Everyone week. Else except me, when we left, I
yeah,
had
you. Were 54 pounds.
I was 54
oh,
pounds.
You were?
Yeah, I was over.
So
I
he was moving stuff around into his daughter's bag. And
hers was 40 pounds.
Did so you get it under 50?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
For you. Here's another good reason to be a man. You can open all your own jars.
Yes.
Now, let me tell you something. My wife works out, I think, 4 times a week. She lifts weights. She does that Pilates, whatever that crap is, that spinning.
Right.
She is in tremendous shape. Yet, on a regular basis, can you open this for me? And then I take it and just open. And I'm in horrible shape. We have more. We have the rest of the list of why it's good to be a man. But first, a word from one of our sponsors. In fact, our longest-running sponsor, American Equity Mortgage. American Equity Mortgage. AmericanEquity.com. We'll put you in touch with them online, or you can call this number, 314-878-9999. I threw some emphasis on the 878 because there are some other numbers that sound similar, but, you know, don't be confused. As the late Steve Mizrani used to say, don't be confused. Now, why would you call American Equity Mortgage? A couple of reasons. One, you want to own a home. You've been renting and you want to be a homeowner, or you are a homeowner, but you're going to get another house. So you're going to need another mortgage, American Equity Mortgage. Let's say you want to pay off your credit cards, which would be a great idea, by the way. American Equity Mortgage, called debt consolidation. Say something comes up and you need some money you don't have. Something unexpected came along and you need money. Well, guess what? If you're a homeowner, it is a walk in the park to get a great loan at a low rate from American Equity Mortgage. That equity in that house gives you tremendous borrowing power. They can tell you more about how they do what they do because they've done it for a long, long time, and they're about as good as it gets when it comes to the mortgage business. Again, 314-8-